Excuse me. Let's restart. Coming to you live from 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. That's what it is. That's where I am. I don't know where you are. Hopefully cozy. Hopefully at home. Still snowing. You know, doesn't stop, does it? It just kind of keeps going. I was trying to convince people yesterday that... So, in Boston, we're supposed to get a foot and a half of snow, which I heard this through the grapevine, so I don't know if it's right or not, but apparently, it is the most overnight snow that Boston has gotten, or 24-hour period. It's the most snow that Boston will get in a 24-hour period ever, which I kind of have a hard time believing, because I feel like, you know, a foot and a half is not that much, but who knows? It was from someone who's just outside of Boston, so they know better than me, but, yeah, I was trying to convince somebody that the entire foot and a half, like, came down all at the same time. Like, it just went, like, whoomp. I can't get very far, though. You know, tough students aren't very gullible. It's kind of a bummer. Well, I guess it's not a bummer, but, you know, for my own twisted prankster purposes, it's a little bit of a bummer. Okay, that was Sunflower Steve Lacy. We're entering more of a happy, upbeat mood for the second hour of Mike on the Mic, or that's what this show is normally called. Today it's Gabe con el grabacion, which means Gabe with the recording, because that's the first GG I could come up with. But yeah, we're gonna do some happy stuff, and then we're gonna do some more sad stuff, and then we'll end it off with some more happy stuff. Yeah, that's where we're going. This next song is also by Vampire Weekend. It's called Harmony Hall. It's pretty happy. Yeah. Here we go. Harmony Hall.
Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free, all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins, and the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna like a young pretender's. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide the shameful crooked ends of a moneylender, 'cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die. We'll be right back.
this, but I don't wanna die.
Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend. You know what's funny is the amount of bands that have vampire in their name. Because we have this little like database here at the studio. It's called Spinatron. Sounds super cool. Sounds kind of like a fast car, I can't lie. You know, like the Audi Spinatron. But yeah, so you type in the artist, and as you type, you get these results, right? And you're like, you know. So I'm typing in vampire. There's like 30 bands with vampire in it. Like, you know, maybe you're in like your friend's basement. I've never, you know, really been in a band that wasn't through school and like, you know, in some stuffy music room where everyone's sitting on really uncomfortable plastic chairs and you're like playing the xylophone. God, that's a depressing image. Anyways, so if I were to start a band, one would imagine, right, that it, like, excuse me, starts in someone's basement. I feel like the classic starting a band, you, like, take the duct tape and you, like, put it on the bass drum of the drum set and you, like, write, like, something on it. You know, like, how were there, like, 60 separate people who were like, you know what, I'm a, like, write vampire on this bass drum here and we're going to name our band Vampire something. Undoubtedly, though, the best vampire band is Vampire Weekend. Harmony Hall, great song. I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die. That's, you know, it's actually, that's kind of what makes it such an interesting song, because it sounds quite happy. The guitar is really happy. It's a fun song to listen to until you, like, listen a little bit more, and then you're just like, whoa, that's they're going through it. This next song is called White Winter Hymnal, which, you know, if you look outside, it's quite appropriate. It's by Fleet Foxes. This is a song recommended to me by my good friend Santiago, who was going to be here today, but his lazy bum slept in. Now I'm shaming him publicly, so next time he might actually come with me. But this is quite a good song, White Winter Hymnal. Hope you enjoy. If you're in the Boston area or anywhere where it's snowing, take a look outside, appreciate its beauty for a moment before you go back to resenting it, and yeah, hope you enjoy it.
of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
All right, sorry for playing two really sad songs in a row. You know, luckily neither of them, like, sound super sad, but that's pretty dark. With, like, ribbons around their neck to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And then the blood looks like strawberry in the summertime. Like, damn, that's twisted. I mean, it's pretty, but, like, I don't even know. I hope my head doesn't fall off when I'm playing in the snow later, you know, because I'm really looking forward to playing in the snow, like some snow angels. There's a plan, super secret. If you're a tough student, don't listen. We're making a jump on Preslon, which is, for those of you who don't know, this really kind of cool steep lawn on Tufts campus, but we're making a jump. So if you have a sled or something you could use as a sled, like a dining hall tray or like a shovel, or skis even, if you're that type of person. We're building a jump. Come out Sunday afternoon, Preslon. Do some cool stuff. I'll be there doing some, you know, I hope it's cool stuff, but it might just look really dumb from the outside. But, you know, when I'm sledding down off that jump, I'm going to be feeling super cool. So, yeah, come out. Come help build a jump. Come, go play in the snow. Go play in the snow. I know I'm... You know, that's the advantage of this, right? Like, at least I get to frolic a little bit. You know, but before I'm, like, wet and cold, like, 2 hours later, I get to frolic, kick snow around, make snow angels, maybe have a snowball fight before I realize that I'm going to, like, freeze my hands off. But, you know, snow's kind of fun. Okay. We have another sad song. I've just realized I put three in a row. This is called Left Hand Free by Alt-J. It's not as song. It's just about, I think it's about left hand free means his right's in grip. You'll hear the lyrics. He's holding a gun. It's also kind of dark. But it sounds great. Alt-J is a UK band of three. They're also genre-defying. They're great. I love them. They might be my favorite band. And this might be my favorite song by them. Which doesn't make it my favorite song, but it's, you know, it's top 150 for sure. Top 50. Nah, yeah. Well, we'll say top 75. Definitely top 75. Left Hand Free, Alt-J, from the album This Is All Yours. Hope you enjoy it. Hope that both your hands are free, though, because if your right's in grip, then you're either driving or holding a gun. And in this weather, neither of those are good. So left hand free. Keep it in mind, everybody.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big a battalini, mini, money, mo, and flower, you're the chosen one.
I tackle Jesus. ain't shitty, baby. I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick up the leany, meany, money, moe, and flower. You're the chosen one.
Left and right hand remain free, if anyone was wondering. Left hand free, Alt-J, absolute bop. Absolute bop. I was just dancing around the studio because that's what I do. You know, honestly, if you have the opportunity to become a radio host, I so highly recommend it. Like, I just get to sit here, listen to music I like. You know, sometimes you like it too, which is even better, but, you know, I'm kind of selfish. So if I like it, you know, that's kind of enough for me. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. I just get to dance over here, chill, have a great time, sometimes have friends on. If you're a radio host, respect. If you want to be a radio host, go do it. If you have the opportunity to, you know, go try it out. You might like it. That's kind of what I did. And you get to have a cool radio name. Like, mine's Bird Brained. Like, how cool does Bird Brain sound? It's like brained with like a, there's no ED. It's like B-R-A-I-N-D, because like spelling things wrong is cool. So, you know, you could be like Bird Brained, or like if you're like really getting funky with it and you feel like kind of being, I don't know, like soft girl from like Harvard, you could be like Agave or something, you know, something along those lines. What were some other ones? We got Meathead Mike. That was a funny one. I don't know. I just always find it funny when people have DJ names. Yeah, I don't know. Plus, it's a fun thought experiment. You know, you're just sitting, you're like, what would sound super cool for me to say on air? What would people be like, dang, this guy's sick. Bird-brained. You know, it rolls off the tongue. Bird-brained. Okay, anyways, that was Left Hand Free, Alt-J. Next, we're doing a happy song because it's been sad, 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 sad. So here is Just Like Heaven by The Cure. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't, and you soon will, and it will soon be stuck in your head. So sorry in advance, but it's a great song. Just Like Heaven, The Cure. Vámonos. Just Like Heaven, The Cure. I'm cured. Is that why they named the band that? Because you like are cured when you listen to their songs? I hope it is. Like, that's kind of cool if they were like, yeah, we're that good. We cure people. All right, next up we have a song by Cake, all caps, of course. This is a song called The Distance. It's known because it's, well, first off, it's iconic. And you're going to be going for speed and distance all day. You'll know what I mean once I play this song. But funny story about this song. I'm a skier. It's one of my favorite ski songs because the little refrain is I'm going for distance, I'm going for speed. So it's pretty cool to just put it on top, like, you know, start playing it when you're on top of a run and just go for distance and speed and just absolutely, you know, kind of balls to the wall it. Hit 50 miles an hour if you're feeling funky. But here's The Distance by Cake. It was one of my favorite songs of the break. Oh my goodness, that was a bar. You guys hear that? The Distance by Cake, one of my favorite songs of the break. Boom. Okay, anyways, The Distance, Cake, favorite song of the break. Listen to it a lot with my mom because I love her. Yeah, here goes.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance.
I was going to try to sing there for a sec, but then I just doubted myself, and now I'm, like, insecure in the booth. I was going to go, but, like, do it like they did. But I think that's a horrible idea because I can't sing, and, yeah, I'm on air. So I will save your ears and play actually good music. you know, this is just an act of kindness from me to you. So that was That was probably the peak of the energy that we'll reach for this fine late morning. Next, we're going to move back into kind of chilling. Actually, we're going sad first. We're going sad again. I hate to say it. We're going to go off with some Radiohead, which if you listen to Radiohead and you're in our generation, you're normally sad when you do it. Which is too bad because it's really good music. It's just, you know, you listen to it and you're like, wow, these guys saw some stuff. I don't even know what it is. It's like, it just puts you in a funk. But like once you're in the funk, you like really enjoy it. But it's like not like a happy enjoyment. It's just like, it's a Radiohead enjoyment. Like if you see someone listening to Radiohead, like Spotify has this nice feature where you can see what other people are listening to. You know, if you see someone listening to Radiohead, just give them a shout. Just text them and be like, hey, I saw you were listening to Radiohead. I just want to be here for you. Let you know that you can reach out to me with anything. Because, you know, if they're listening to Radiohead, they're going through it. But this is Weird Fishes / Arpeggi by Radiohead. It's a fantastic song. If you have the ability to do so, I'll just close your eyes for the next 5 minutes and 18 seconds and just listen to how masterful this thing is. Yeah, Weird Fishes / Arpeggi, Radiohead. Although I guess no one really ever says Arpeggi. So, you know, Weird Fishes, Radiohead from In Rainbows. Depression music, kind of. Enjoy it. Okay, funny story. While I was listening, while we were listening to this song, Weird Fish's Last Arpeggi, but no one says arpeggi, I saw my good friend Isabella Ingersoll listening to Nude by Radiohead, and I shot her a text. Goes like this. Says, hey, saw you were listening to Radiohead, Everything all right. Here for you if you need anything. I'll let you know how it progresses. Also, to the person that just called in, I did not mean to hang up on you. I just don't know how to answer the phone. I'll try to figure it out next song. So if you want to call back, I'd love to talk to you. So yeah, if that was you and you're still listening, give me a ring. I'll try to answer it next time. Funny story about this song. It's one of the only songs I can play on guitar. Like, you would think that a radio host would be good at music. Like, I hate to say it, I'm horribly mediocre. Which makes me two things. One, an odd candidate for a radio host, and two, a disappointment to my grandparents. Sorry, Grandma. Never joined a band. My bad. But if you have any guitar experience, like, you know, you can just play like A's, C's, D's, and G's, like that's all you need. I would recommend learning Weird Fishes, Blackbird by the Beatles, and Islands by the XX, because all of them are really easy but sound really good. So if you have like very minimal guitar experience, just play one of those three songs whenever there's a guitar around, and people will be like, dang, they're good. And like in your head, you're like, I'm really bad, but everyone else is like, you're good. And that's all you need, you know, like validation. So this next song, it's called Midnight Sun. It's by Niloufer Yanya, who's a UK artist. She normally makes dream pop, which is kind of like, it's like pop, but like softer, and you like listen to it like in intimate scenarios, if that makes sense. This song is not that, because I'm in the studio. It's not a very intimate scenario, I hate to say. But it's called Midnight Sun. It sounds a lot like Radiohead. This is why I'm pairing Radiohead and Midnight Sun together. But it is a very good song. And she is about to release an album. This was the teaser track from it. So yeah, if you enjoy this song, I highly recommend you check the album out. Here goes Midnight Sun. That song, I've been playing on repeat for a week and I've not gotten sick of it. It's good. If you enjoyed it, go listen to it some more, because I love it. It's such a complex song. It sounds like she's hiding some secret or hurt at the beginning, and you don't know what it is. And it kind of builds up, and it's minor chords, it's minor chords, it's minor chords. And then you hit these big booming distorted G chord guitars, and it just feels like something is let go, and you like feel it, and it feels relieving. Even though it's distorted and messy, and it's not a pure sound, it sounds, you know, you're just glad that it's there. The lyric that sticks with me is, love is raised by common thieves, hiding diamonds up their sleeves. I always did it for you. And I don't know what that means, but it sounds so cool and secretive. And is she declaring love? Is it an ex? We don't know. I'm excited for the album. Hope you're excited for the album, too. Yep. Just to recap, that was Midnight Sun by Niloufar Yanya. It's time. I know you see the clock, everybody. It is 10:44. I'm overdue for a PSA. PSA, public service announcement. Like I said last hour, I like doing these. One, because I'm legally obligated to, and two, because they're fun. So I'm going to flip through my little book of PSAs here and pick one. Okay, here we go. Walking is good exercise. This goes out to everyone not in the Boston area, because if you're in the Boston area, you do not want to be outside right now. It is messy. But if you are in, say, California or some other sunny state, this is a PSA for you guys. So walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, sorry guys, this is Boston specific, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge. That distance can be walked in about 45 minutes. I know that it can be done in 35 because I did it, so incorrect information, but you know, still get walking. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and all with the inattentive... Yeah, I mess these up every time, just FYI. And with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, oh, that makes sense, it's safer than riding a bike, which is bad news for my bikers out there. You might want to walk instead, or not, or just keep biking. Yeah, you know, I didn't mess that too bad. I'm normally much worse than that. You know what? I give myself a B on that one. Yeah, okay. Midnight Sun, Niloufar Yanya. Next up, we got Caroline by Arlo Parks, another UK artist, another great voice, another kind of sad song. I've just really been playing sad songs today, with the exception of like Just Like Heaven in the Distance. Like, this has been a really downing radio hour, so I apologize if it takes a couple hours to recover after this. You know, maybe you should go on a walk. It's good exercise. It'll make you feel good. Bring the dog along, or cat. I don't know if too many cats walk. But if you have a cat that walks, that's pretty cool. It's also scary. I feel like walking cats, like when people walk cats, they're like 95% feral. Caroline Arlo Parks, here goes.
With defeated rage, then he spilled his coffee as he frantically explained. He's
started screaming.
Yet again, a sad song. She's writing about an argument between an artsy couple. It escalates. And then Caroline, she takes the necklace or what, you know, whatever jewelry that this not so nice artsy guy gave her and passes it back and is like, I don't want to be in your relationship anymore. He's like, Caroline, I swear to God, I tried. Yeah. Sad songs. All right, we're gonna move into some happy stuff because we only got, you know, 9 minutes left. Might as well make it count. Might as well make it good. We're gonna be moving into some different kind of sounds. We've been sticking with the Radiohead-esque for quite a bit now, so we're gonna take it over to some cool Portuguese music. Here we go. It's really good. This is a groove. I would advise dancing. Feels good. Dancing is good. Dance.
Você queria ser sem medo. gosta mais de mim. Você não quis deixar que eu falasse de tudo, tudo que você podia ser. Pensei, melhor do que nada, tudo que você consegue ser. Nada, para, 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 para,
some groovy summer vibes for this not so groovy, really cold snow day. Hope you like the juxtaposition. yeah, so that is, what was the name of that? Funny story about this song while I navigate to where I can see the name. I heard this on Instagram. It was a video of like Kanye West and Pharrell Williams just bopping out to it at some like Paris Fashion Week show. Yeah, it's not really that cool of a story. It's just how I found it, but I thought you'd enjoy it. It's called Tudo Que Você Podia Ser, which is Portuguese. Sorry, I said it in a Spanish accent. By Quarteto MCI. Listen to the album. It's four sisters. It's pretty cool. They're all Portuguese. Rest of the album is a little bit more disappointing. But I like that song. Hope you liked it too. We're going to end off the hour with some good vibes, some good tropical vibes. Keep you warm, keep you loved. I just kind of gave it away. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Could You Be Loved. Great song. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you will. It'll be stuck in your head all day. I know I reuse that, but that's okay. I have some accidental bars today. I just want to, you know, put that out to the people. Like, I'm impressing myself. Maybe I should just freestyle for 2 hours next time I'm on here. Anyways, Could You Be Loved. This is the end of my show, so thanks for listening. This was WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you're listeners from On the Mic with Mike, glad you're still here. Or if you're just tuning in or, you know, been here for the last couple hours, glad you got to hear a bit. He'll be back next week, weather permitting. But you know, I had a blast with you guys. It was a very fun 2 hours. Great way to start my weekend. Hopefully a great way to start yours too. Could You Be Loved, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Here goes.
me stop.